took me up there with him and tried to teach me the trade, you know, the industry. So I worked for the canning company. That was after I was married. And you people wouldn't remember the Ken. You know, the Ken used to be the finest store in the city of Pittsburgh.
On the corner of it, was that
right?
On the corner of Liberty and Forbes.
On the corner of Liberty and Forbes, that's the new one already. But the old one was on Market Street. The old one was on Market Street. But the new one is already on Liberty and Forbes. That's the new one. But I worked in the old one. And the old McCann, the old man McCann, he used to live there, still lived there in the early days. But it was hard work. I had to work 6 days a week, 10 hours a day, and about 14 hours on Saturday. Because the store was open until 11 o'clock at night. So after getting home into that egg business, egg trade, you know, I decided to leave, quit, and I found a better job in the same line, but I only had to work half a day instead, and it made me my money too. I was in that business for a while, and then after we got married, and in 1920, I got a job with a Harding Cream Company on Ferry Street. Ferry Street is the old Sandwich Street now. That's where the Wabash Railroad used to be. Remember the Wabash building? The Wabash Railroad?
Yeah.
The Wabash building was torn down?
Mm-hmm.
They had all kinds of warehouses there on Wabash Avenue. And our place of business was in one of them on Ferry Street. I was there. The eight man there for the Harding Cream Company. I was like the inspector and even the buyer of the eight, mostly eight, because it was wholesale house and they dealt in cardboard lots. And I was with them for almost 10 years until the time of the Depression. 1929. And then they merged during the Depression, you know, and that's when the merger started. They merged with Rick McDuncan Company. Remember Rick Milk used to be here in Pittsburgh? They merged with Rick. And they wanted me to go to work for their new company. But I looked the situation over. See what the conditions would be there because after he went to the Lake Building. I didn't like at all. I quit. And I looked around for a while and I was really lost for a while. I looked here and I looked there. I had temporary jobs, you know, but nothing permanent. I even had a job for the AP in Buffalo and I went to Buffalo and I didn't like to stay there and back. In fact, I decided to give up the interview altogether and I got into this job. Well, I had different ideas and I had different positions. You know, when I still lived with my father in the old country, it seemed to me that I was mechanically inclined. I was the engineer for the machinery there. There's a lot of things that they didn't know, they couldn't figure out, you know, if something was wrong, you know, I could take care of it. I could fix it. Everything was all right. But here, nothing materialized, you know what I mean? I had ambitions, you know, to learn a profession or something like that, but it never worked out.
I'm not angry, you can't make something
Ah, yeah, nice. feed them because he wouldn't let me touch anything.
No,
but
not
if he does it, he does it better than anybody else. You know? Yeah, that's a fact.
Now the time to the school in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. When I first came over, I went to Granville to, I forget the name of the school, Granville, public school on Granville Street, the Hill District.
Mm-hmm.
I got into the, you might say the kindergarten, or number one, grade one.
In the first grade or kindergarten?
First grade, I forget about kindergarten. I don't know whether they have kindergarten. I think it was third grade. And but I could speak English. But I could read.
You could read English?
I could read English, but I didn't read it with the English pronunciation. I would read it with the Latin pronunciation. Instead of cat, I would say cat. Or instead of table, I would say table. You know what I mean? Because in Latin there is no hey, ah, oh, there's only one pronunciation, and that's all. So the teacher was kind of flabbergasted. She couldn't figure out what type of fella I was. So she sent me up to fourth grade, where we had geography and history and arithmetic and everything else, but I knew everything better than they did, better than the teacher herself did, but I couldn't understand what was going on. Oh yeah, there was one great impression that I had I'll never forget. And I got up to number four, grade four, in the morning before this class started, they sent Columbia the January Earth. And that made such a terrific impression on me. Such a powerful expression that I will never forget it as long as I live. Even now, I almost get tears in my eyes. You can have a feeling. The dignity and the power and the, of the country that expressed, even though I didn't understand it, or the music itself, you know what I mean? Makes it that perfect. Strong impression of the country. He's so strong, wide, big, you know what I mean? Free!
There's so many people that don't realize it.
Yeah. I realize it. But, and then I stayed there for a while, and the teacher, you know, remember I told you the last time you were here, Miss Chuckle? She took an interest in me and stayed there for 2 years. The bird flies, the bird is the noun, and flies is the verb. No, she said it in Latin. The bird is the subject, and the flies is the predicate. See, that's Latin subject and predicate, like noun and verb. I understood that, but I didn't know what she meant by the bird flies. And I still couldn't figure it out, but she set me back for a while. And then after saying that for a while, I was back, and finally I caught on very shortly. It didn't take me very long to catch on. In fact, you know, not because I'm trying to brag about myself, but after being in this country for just about 6 months, I could speak just as well as I could. And anybody that I spoke to, if I told them I was here in this country just a few months or a year, they wouldn't believe it.
So after you went into the fourth grade, did you stop school?
Then when I came back from Cleveland, then I went back to night school, sat there in night school for a while. And then I quit altogether.
You were able to speak English and write English at the Granville Elementary?
Yeah. And Fifth Avenue High School. The main library. I used to get books there to read.
have newspapers you can read.
And in those days, you know, they were all together different communities. In fact, in those days, when I first came over, the first year, a few years here, we didn't read the papers daily like we do now. Get a paper, you know, once a while, you know, something unusual happens.
Well, when you came here, was your health better?
Well, my health wasn't bad before I came over there.
Yeah.
But of course, I would eat altogether different, you know, and you would have regular meals. You'd have breakfast, you'd have lunch, and we'd have supper. Of course, in those days you call it supper, now they call it dinner. Thank you. And there was more of a variety. You could go down to the stores and the big shops and buy all kinds of sweet stuff. But at home it was a luxury. So only plenty of cake, plenty of cake when the person was sick.
No, nothing like some berries.
Or a special celebration.
Like
a wedding. Like a wedding or a bridge. You know what a bridge is, don't you? Or some other celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would bake a cake. And they would give you a little bit of jelly that would do. Otherwise you would never see anything like that. You never saw an orange there. Only time you had an orange when you were absolutely and entirely sick. That was the first medicine that you got.
It was the best ever seen. When I came here, I liked the smoked fish. We never smoked it. There are different fish that we smoked.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
You know what they used to do there in my day? They would buy a herring.
Better when you were here. What I'm trying to lead into is, where did you go to medical school when you came to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, from Pittsburgh.
You
there? Oh, well, the doctors all along Center Avenue. There was Dr. Crackett, there was Dr. Grogan, there was Dr. Lichtenstein, there was Dr. What's his name? I don't remember. There was Dr. Layden. I'll never forget when I had a cold. I went down to see Dr. I'm ahead of you.
Yeah.
I had a cold, a very miserable cold in my chest. I stroke, throat, chest, I could hardly talk. I went down to see Dr. Rayton on Fifth Avenue. He looked at me and said to me, I wouldn't give you any medicine. You don't need any medication. He says, there are two bathhouses in the city of Pittsburgh. One is Kelson's and one is Daniel's. He says, don't go to Kelson's because Kelson has concrete steps in the establishment. But go to Daniel's, they are wooden floors. You go there and go up on their highest bench there and you get all the steam you can get, inhale all the steam you can get and stay there overnight. Then you get rid of the cold.
Yeah, but we're talking the STD.
And then I gave him a dollar and I was ready to leave. But he called me back. He says, hey, young man, come back here. I said, what's the matter? He says, here's 50 cents change.
Yeah, but then they tell me you went down there and they told you yes to the
cold. No, they didn't tell me. They called Marcy, not me.
You.
No.
No, don't tell me what to do, but please tell me.
Yeah, you're looking for...
No, I'm not looking, it's true.
Story.
He was sick. He was in a terrible cough. Because he then told me that, and he told me that he doesn't remember. And then they where do you go? Like, you know, a place you don't pay.
Yes.
A clinic. And they examined me, and the nurse, the anesthetist here with my hand, the event I call on my hand here, the one that I'm that very sweet in this room, and he was surprised at what it is. He has TB. And I'm putting this a kid on the screen. That's how my hand felt frightened. But before we got there, and she sent him to a doctor, I could remember things from Well, it seems kind of
the only place that would there would have been, it could have been, would be the hiring company. That would have been.
Right, for the hiring company. What were the first organizations you belonged to?
First organization I belonged to was the Opsa.
The Opsa.
And we lived in Holland.
Lived after you were there?
Yes.
Not join anything like a labor group, socialist group, you weren't interested in anything. Did you even belong to any organization that did charity or that gave you a foot
feed?
Where did you go to have a good time?
Oh, well, we used to go to the It used to be the Grandview on Fifth Avenue. There used to be the Air Theater. We went to the Nickelodeon. And for a good dinner, we went to the restaurant, you know, on Diamond Street, above the Air Theater, when we had a boom show. Remember, what was the name of the restaurant? I can't remember the restaurant. And then later on in the afternoon, when they have a good time, a good meal, we used to go down to Ricky years ago.
Those days,
kids were not tired of going out.
This was after the first 5 years, when you went down to Ricky.
You didn't have a good time the first 5 years?
Yeah.
There was no good time.
Well, you used to go up to the park, with the clothes, you used to come along. You went to the Grand with Marcellus Taylor as a tailor. And you went to the Hair Theater.
Hair Theater was just like a Waterville.
Yeah, Waterville. Wasn't there any little theater there?
I don't remember if I was going to.
The youth theater. I remember I saw a theater.
The people in New York saw the youth theater.
No, you don't remember. You don't remember the theater. The Yiddish Association, I saw a Yiddish Association and I see him there.
Yeah.
And I did musical. And once in Dubai, I went a few times to the real address.
Why was he built when he was here?
When he's 40 at this time, when he's 40 in advance?
No. First sportsman until the present day. I don't know too much. I'm not interested in baseball or football because I never participated in it. And that's why I'm not interested.
But did you know the Y at this time, the YMCA? And you never went there?
I don't think I knew too much about the YMCA. I never went there.
Were there any other non-Jewish agencies that you did know about that you might have gone to?
What type of matter do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Where would I go? I don't know. Any other organization?
Were there any local meeting places like cafes, political parties?
Yes. I used to go, you know, in those days, in those years. Around the beginning of the 20th century, you know, socialism was very, very, very popular in those days. I used to go to lectures in the Lyceum. He had the Lyceum, where the Roosevelt Theater is now. He had a place where they call Lyceum. He used to have lectures there, meetings there. I used to go there quite often because they would have good speakers with interest, Meyer London, Victor, Eugene Depp, Lord Gilchrist, minister that quite often.
Lord,